The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, we're broadcasting all morning here from Ballykilcavan Farm in County Laois, a truly beautiful part of the country. We are bathed in beautiful sunshine here alongside our wonderful audience who have come to be with us over the course of the morning. And keeping with the theme of it being a beautiful part of the country, we wanted to highlight some of the amazing scenery that you can take advantage of if you come to the Amour County. So I'm joined by poet Pat Bourne, as well as travel consultant and author John G. O'Dwyer. You're both very welcome to
the
programme.
Thank you for the invite, Claire.
God, it's, Pat, it's years since I've seen you. How are you?
I'm good. How could you be other on a day like that?
It's fabulous, isn't it?
It is.
And it's showing off Laois to its very, very best.
Well, it's reminded me, one of the first things I ever wrote when I was still in school was a kind of a short story about Rocket on a Maze, and I called it The Seaside of Laois because it was the place we went to be elevated and to hear in the woods all around the wind blowing. So you had that sense if you closed your eyes and lay out in the grass, you were at the seaside. And today, everywhere seems to be the seaside. Even the county that's most distracted, disconnected from the coast in the country.
Well, and John, it's just a beautiful place to walk, Laois.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
I have something to confess. First thing, I'm coming in here to talk about Laois, and I have to confess I'm actually a Tipperary man. I come in here to advise two Laois people about their own county.
You didn't have to tell us that. We'll forgive you for it. Sure, it's only down the road.
Well, I'll
anyway.
Tell you one thing is that we have plenty of walking in Tipperary, there's no doubt about it, but we regularly cross the border. Hill Walking Club, I'm in Mid-Tip Hill Walkers. We regularly come up into Laois for the beautiful walks here and up into the Slieve Blooms as well. So, you know, there's a lot to offer. We come here regularly.
And the Slieve Blooms, we were talking to Evelyn Cusick about it, they are beautiful for walking because they are really rolling hills. I know we have mountains in there as well, but for the most part, it's a gentle walking pace that you'll have there, isn't it?
Absolutely wonderful. The first thing I would think of is it must be a marketing person's dream. I mean, the Slieve Blooms mountains, it's evocative of flowers, and I'm sure today it's absolutely blooming. But that is the thing, and I have, you know, in my book on the Cumrus Galtees and Slieve Bloom Mountains, I have gone up and written about that, so I've walked nearly all of the Slieve Blooms, and that is the great thing about it. Once you get up there, it's very isolated. And of course, the reason for that is that Slieve Bloom suffered very badly in the famine. Of course, the land wasn't anything like it is down here. The only thing they could grow was potatoes. The potatoes failed and people were forced out of the Slieve Bloom. But now, of course, then, that makes it a beautifully isolated area.
Unspoiled.
Yeah, unspoiled, absolutely. And if you go down to Kerry, I mean, it's very steep ground, lots of cliffs that you have to navigate, you have to be very careful, almost any of the mountains in the west of Ireland. But the great thing here is that you can lose yourself, hardly meet anybody, but at the same time, you don't have to think too deeply about where you're going. You just follow something like the Slieve Bloom Way. There are some fantastic walks. And I know yourself, I think, you did the mill loop there for tracks and trails.
Right, yes.
And of course, the deserted village, the people that were forced
just
out.
A fabulous place. I mean, you talk about getting lost somewhere. That was the most beautiful day
isn't it?
And, you know, isn't it funny, Pat, when you're so familiar with a county and it's in your bones that you sometimes forget to look at it, don't you?
Yeah, well, you see, Laois doesn't have what I think of as drama. Drama is when you're trying to get the kids to school at 9 o'clock in the morning in Stradbally on a day like this. That's drama. But it has a different kind of action going on. It's not a vertical action, if you like. We're better at the, so to speak, the horizontal pursuits, the coarse fishing, the walking, the hill walking, the canoeing, the barges. You know, I was down on the cycle path. I almost said psychopaths in Vickerstown the other day, and looking at that, and it's an invitation to slow down. I think that's what Laois really is. It's an invitation to take things in at a much slower pace, and you come here for that reason. And I was reminded there when you were talking about the name, about Bloom. Leopold Bloom, Joyce's Leopold Bloom, seems to have been named after the Slieve Blooms. And there's a little moment in one of the chapters where where Leopold is passing a school and he hears kids outside playing and he's thinking, fresh air helps memory, he's saying to himself. And then he says, mine, Slieve Bloom. So there's that connection that it is a place to go to contemplate. It's not the cliffs of Moher, or it's not the high waves of the Atlantic coast. It's a more meditative place to come, I think.
But yeah, when I was doing my book, I was looking for one sentence that could sum up the Slieve Blooms. But of course, not being a poet, I wasn't able to come up with it. But then I discovered Pat had actually come up with it. He's described him as modest and understated. And I think that captures, it's the perfect place to lose yourself. And of course, now it's one of the biggest kind of national parks, national wildlife reserves in the country.
And Pat, I wanted to talk to you about the Laois Bogland as well, because we're making a lot of that in Laois right now, aren't we? With the lovely walks through the boglands.
Well, it's like we kind of rediscovered it, our generation. But I remember as a kid when we had to go, if something had to be thrown out in the house, we went to the bog. In other words, the word bog and the word dump were synonymous.
They were?
That we didn't understand that there was a difference. Now, it's taken a whole generation for us to see that a bog is an inheritance. It's a repository of energy, of memory, of carbon, and of a certain kind of wildlife that you find nowhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. From the mysterious, you know, sticklebacks that you find in bog pools, and nobody can really tell you how they get there. They'll come in the droppings of animals or whatever, to the hen harriers. There's a whole ecology around the bog. And there's a kind of... There was a sense, again, as a kid, where a bog man was kind of an insult. Now I think if somebody calls me a bog man, I think it as
You're
a great compliment.
Did you ever have to turn the turf?
Oh, I did many, many years. Everybody did. It was how we got a tan like this back in the days when I used to actually work, you know.
I was good at not being very good at it.
Yeah.
Not being invited back. You know, I think that's a particular skill, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a place to holiday, really, I have to say, for me, and to watch brawny boys do what brawny boys do in holes in the ground, you know. But the other thing that about the bog and the raised bog, I think that's a misnomer too. It's not raised as in it's over. It's raising. It's continually building itself. You know, those humps, they break down and then the hollows start to fill up. It's a constantly evolving organism. And I think that's really interesting in these days of ecological thinking, and when we should be wondering what we have and what our responsibilities
Some
are.
Some messages coming in to us. Would you be able to give me a recommendation for an easy walk around the Midlands? I love a stroll, but I wouldn't be up for anything too strenuous, especially not in this heat, John.
So
a gentle walk for us, please.
Well, what I love Durrow. We come up there a lot. And the wonderful thing is it's a planned village. But around it then you have the Leafy Loop and the Dunmore Loop. And it's 360... It loops fully around the village. It's 22 kilometres. So obviously the person doesn't want to... But you can mix and match. You can go out from anywhere and you can join a part of it and then go along further. And of course the great thing I think about all of Laois is... It wasn't the ascendancy period of Irish history wasn't great for a lot of people, but by God did they leave us a great inheritance. And we have that great inheritance now of the great estates. And that's where we walk, like, you know, the Ashbrooks down in Durrow, and you have the Vesey, you have the Dawsons, the Earls of Port Arlington, Emo Court. That's a lovely one as well. If you want a very easy one, I would say go to Emo Court and walk around the lake and then maybe take a tour of the house as well. A little bit more than that then, go into the Collins Walk, the Bog Walk, which goes out from Abbey Lakes from the hotel there, about 4.5 kilometres. And the great thing about walking, excepting the Slieve Blooms, the great thing about walking in Laois, of course, is all the walks are flat.
Mm-hmm. That's a great advantage, isn't it? Pat, where would you go for a gentle stroll?
I'd have to go to Emo Court first, because I love the way the statues out there practice Tai Chi. And if you slow down, you see the way they follow, the way they eye you, the way
really?
They move you. And after that, slightly, just modestly more challenging, Dunamase with its views into seven different counties. And Dunamase, I think of Dunamase, you miss the sound of the cannons that destroyed the spot you're standing on. It has this incredible history of violence and destruction, but it's so peaceful now. It's like a big galleon surrounded by ox-eye daisies and wheat fields, and they're all gently swaying, and this thing is moving very slowly through the Midlands, through the ocean that hasn't been here for 400 million years. So it's a real time travelling place. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely recommend.
I have to mention Castletown, which was the place that we went on a fine day, you know, and if you were brave enough, you got in for a swim into the beautiful river. And then on certain occasions during the year, you'd see the leaping salmon which is not something you see very often now, but I remember watching it with my father, and it was an incredible sight.
You have in Castletown, you have the history of this place going back to the Silurian age. You have that fantastic striation in the rock, which is bedded down over 400 million years ago. There was a period where the Slieve Blooms were the largest, the tallest and the widest mountain range in what we now think of as Europe. They were bigger than the Alps. They were that big.
Incredible.
And they were worn down and worn down, eroded over millions of years. And you can see the remains of that in Castletown. You can see those striations of the rock.
I'm looking at more messages coming in now. I'm from just beside the Rock of Donemaes. I moved to Dublin years ago, but I bring my son there all of the time. I think it's one of the most gorgeous spots in Ireland. And I spend so many great days there with my dad. God, you couldn't have picked a better day to be out on tour.
Yeah, absolutely. You're
inspiring me to get outside for a walk now. I better cover myself in the sun protection factor first. That's John in Kilkenny. John, thank you so much. And Elaine says the Slieve Blooms are my absolute favourite. Elaine lives in the UK. Whenever I get home, whatever the weather, I make a point of making sure I get a walk in there, even if it's just for a few hours. So we're inspiring people, aren't we, by talking about it?
And I mean, I suppose the thing is too, you're at the very fertile heart of Ireland, but there are great views from the Rock of Donemaes, and I love going up there, and I always see it as, you know, similar as the Rock of Cashel of Leash. In fact, I think it should get the story out there much more about it, because it is so much like almost an acropolis, which the Rock of Cashel is referred to. But I mean, the Slieve Blooms as well as that, then you get up there and the whole Mochra Lore, the central plain of Ireland, you can see right up to the Quilca Mountain, to Slieve Bay, on down to Kerry, over to Wicklow. It's a wonderful... What the thing about the Slieve Blooms is, they are so different from the fertile plains that are down there below. It's such a contrast. And I always think the relatively poor people who lived there 150 years ago, they must have looked down at the wealth and been envious of that, but somehow they managed to survive. But the Slieve Blooms, fantastic place if you just want to get away from it all for isolation without having to think too deeply or face too many challenges.
A bit of peace in a gentle way. 50 Best Irish Walks, that's John G. O'Dwyer's book, if you want a nice, easy to moderate walk today. Or the Comrade Galty, Knockmeal Down and Slieve Bloom Mountains is his other book. John G. O'Dwyer, thank you so much for being with us. And Pat Bourne, lovely to see you. Thank you for being here too.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.